Every Wednesday, the voice of Sioux Falls Stampede Hockey drops by. Jimmy Olander is in the studio. I was, you know, it's a little bit uncomfortable for me when you're on the phone like you were last week. Kind of need to get you here and make sure all is right with the world.
Yep, I'm all right, so thank you. It's glad to finally make it in. So, like I was telling you, that limo service, man, that just pays for itself. So it's great.
Well, it's good to have you here, and again, things are going very well for the Sioux Falls Stampede. A couple of more wins under your belt.
Yeah, it was a big weekend for us. You know, as mentioned last week, we had a disappointing performance against Sioux City the week before, and last weekend was the final two games before we go into break. We don't play this weekend. It's the weekend of the year where we're not in action. So, you know, I think makes it really important that you play strong because you want to go into the break on a positive note. Obviously, I think it helps for players when they're gone for a long time too. It's obviously a lot more fun to go into a break, and I think it makes you a little more eager to want to come back. Whereas, obviously, if you're struggling, you kind of look at it as, oh, geez, we got to go back and practice and hope we can get it back together and all that stuff.
And I've got to think that's critically important to the way these guys are going to play, their state of mind.
It is. I mean, it is a lot. I mean, you got to remember, too, we're dealing with teenagers. So, I mean, these guys are going to have highs and lows for a lot of players on our team. You know, they've already played as many games going into the break than they're used to in one whole season, and we're not even officially halfway through the year. I mean, this is a 60-game schedule. A lot of these guys play 20 to 30 games a year. So, I mean, we've already played, I think, 27 games in, 26 games in. So for a lot of these guys, they're already at that mark. So it's a good time for them to kind of just go home, relax, you know, kind of get away from it for a while. But at the same time, it's not as though it's, hey, you know, go sit on the couch, eat potato chips. It's, you know, we expect them to be ready to go. They have to be in shape and be ready to go. So it's kind of a long-winded answer, I guess, to your original question. I'll get back to the fact that we did win Friday night. We had a really good game, 7-2 win over Lincoln. We came out, we scored 3 goals in the first period, really just jumped on Lincoln right away. And you really can sense with this team a difference. I mean, the previous Saturday, Sioux City played really well, and I can't take anything away from them. But it was obvious from the get-go that we just didn't quite have it. You kind of sense that we were a little slow and weren't ready. And Friday night, we were ready to go from the opening puck drop. You could tell the guys were pretty fired up. And we had Griffin Molino score 4 goals in a game. And that's the third time this year that we've had a player score 4 goals in a game. Zeb Knutson has done it twice, and now Griffin Molino has done it. And to tell you how rare that is, in the first 14 years of the franchise, only 2 players had done that ever.
Right.
So now we've had it happen 3 times, and we're not even halfway through the season yet. So it was an exciting night for him. But I think it says, you know, it speaks volume to the individual players we have, but that we work as a team, because both Zeb and Griffin, you know, they benefit from some pretty good plays, and a couple of their goals were, you know, easy tap-ins where they're just in the right place at the right time. They position themselves right, but it's their line mates that are actually making it easy on them. And so it's a reflection on the whole team. And that was a nice win. And then, you know, Saturday we went up to Fargo and we actually did get off to a little bit of a slow start. I thought we were a little slow out of the gates, and we fell behind 1-0 and tied it up in the second. And then as the game went on, we continued to get better and better. And then the third period, we just kind of flipped a switch. We scored 3 goals and ended up running away with the game 4-1. So to get those 2 victories, obviously very, very big here as we head into the break.
Yeah, that's awesome. It is 13 minutes past 8. Jim Olander of Sioux Falls Stampede Hockey is here. So you guys are back home, what, the 29th? You guys
29th,
play
again? Yep. So we're off. We'll be on the road the 28th. We go to Kearney. That's our next game. So the players have off now this whole week, and then they don't have to be back until the day after Christmas. So they get a nice week and a half off. And then we'll be in Kearney. And then, yeah, we're home Sunday the 29th. We're doing a family 4-pack. So that's something we did a few years ago. We're bringing them back here for Sunday games. They're 6:05 starts, and it's $32. Gets you 4 hot dogs, or 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and a large popcorn. And then there's a McDonald's skating party after the game, so you can bring your skates to the game and skate with your favorite players for half an hour immediately following the game and get autographs and all that fun stuff. So a lot of fun stuff going on at the rink when we do get back to action.
Oh, it always is. And again, if you've never taken your family out to Sioux Falls Stampede Hockey, It is a lot of fun. You're going to be impressed with the level of play, the quality of play of these guys. You were talking about, Jimmy, the fact that a lot of these guys, they're not maybe used to playing such a long schedule. They've maybe played 20, 30 games. Now they're playing a 60-game schedule. Physically, what's it like for them to have to, you know, stay up for that entire time.
Well, I mean, it's a grind. I mean, the interesting thing is talking to players who are first-year players and second-year players, because a lot of it's your off-season preparation. And the guys who are your first year, they're not used to, you know, they've worked out, you know, things are a lot different now than they were even 10 years ago. Guys are more used to working out and getting in shape and being ready. But I think once you've played a whole season and you realize what it takes to play a whole year, you know, your off-season preparation is completely different, because now you know what it takes and you know, you kind of have a routine, you know the workouts you should be doing. So it definitely takes a physical toll. I think that's why it's good. You know, coach even said, you know, they need to take, you know, a few days off where they just get away from it, just relax and get back and, you know, rest up. But at the same time, you do need to get, you know, you don't need to do anything real strenuous, but make sure you're getting on the ice. And because the negative of this is it's a longer break than we've ever had before. So you're pretty much 2 weeks from 2 weeks separate the games, and you want to have your team ready, because teams do come out of the break slow, and you drop 3-4 games out of the break and you're trying to get the wheels in motion, you know, that can come back to bite you at the end of the season. So you got to make sure that you're ready to go once the puck drops and pick up right where you left off. That's the biggest challenge.
Well, and that's got to be tough, because you're right. We, you know, you take a break, and I even notice it sometimes when I'm away from work, you come back and maybe you're a little bit slow, and it takes a little while to get back into the groove again before you start to roll. Yeah. But it's been great to watch this team, because it seems like generally, not always, but generally, it takes some period of time for the teams to start to gel, when things then start to click. And for these guys, it seems like that's definitely happened.
Yeah, I think, you know, the exciting thing is we've won 18 games, and I'm yet to think that we've probably clicked on all cylinders yet. We've had some really good games where we've looked really good. We've had some not so good games, but, you know, to have won 18 games, we have only 6 regulation losses so far. When you sit back and think about it, I mean, that's a pretty good mark. And to tell you how good the league is, I mean, we're still 5 points out of first place. I mean, we're 18-6-1 at the break, and we're still 5 points out of first. So, you know, we've still got a little work to do, but I think it's exciting. And I think, obviously, you know, it'll be fun to get back, and things are headed in the right direction. We just need to, you know, full steam ahead once we do get back next weekend and get some more wins under our belt.
All right. For people who want to get tickets for the 29th, when you guys are back home, what can they do?
The family 4-pack's only available through our office. So call us 336-6060. Go to sfstampede.com for details, or you can stop in. But you need to purchase them through our office. Again, just $32. It's a heck of a deal. And we look forward to hopefully seeing a lot of people out there on the 29th.
Jim Olander, the voice of Sioux Falls Stampede Hockey. A Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners as well.